You'll get a chance to meet all three of these students. Together, they are the Fidelis Trio. Here they are. Beautifully done. That was from Haydn, London Trio Number 1. And I'm going to turn first to our cellist and ask you to introduce yourself, please.
Hello, my name is Nick. I play the cello. I've been playing since third grade, which has been 8 years for me.
That's a long time. And this is ninth grade for you this year. How's the transition been to high school?
I don't think it's been that much different. I really haven't had any problems with school ever, so.
Great.
You're fine.
Would you like to pass along any greetings to anybody that might be listening or any acknowledgments?
Yeah, I think my dad's listening. Hi, Dad.
I hope he is. What do you like to do?
Well, I like to play the cello. I just like to talk to my friends over, the internet. I play a lot of video games, and that's pretty much it.
Have you thought about what you might want to do once you graduate?
I've always wanted to go into psychology. That was always interesting for me.
That's a field I've always liked a lot, too, actually. I love to think about how the brain works, how the mind works. You seem, I'm sure, you must really like playing cello. Was it hard for you to learn? Do you remember back when you first learned?
Well, when I first had my cello, I asked my dad how to play all the notes. He told me, and it just sort of clicked.
Does he play also?
No, he plays the violin.
Okay, so he was able to give you some instruction.
Yeah.
Do the two of you ever play together?
Occasionally we'll go over to some of our friends' houses and play for them.
That's excellent. Well, thank you. It's very nice to meet you. And Nick's going to pass the microphone over, and we'll get a chance to meet you. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Maeve. I'm 15, and I've been playing the violin for about 11 years.
Now, do you remember when you first started?
Not very well, no. I wanted to play the cello because my sister played it, but then I decided on the violin after all.
Now, last week here in the studio, there was a woman named Abby Adams, and she had a violin, but it was hooked up to a device that made it sound like a cello.
Oh, wow.
So as she played it, you heard the notes and the, you know, tone, the lower notes of a cello, and it was really neat. And it was very odd to watch her bow the violin and to hear those notes coming out of it. What do you like to do in addition to music?
I enjoy photography, and I do some acting now and then. Also reading and writing. Yeah.
What kinds of things do you like to write?
I like to write sort of fiction stories.
That's
mostly.
Great. Have you done a book, or have you thought about doing a book?
I once participated in National Novel Writing Month, and I met my word goal of like 40,000 words.
Wow.
But I actually didn't finish the story.
Do you think it's harder to write something short or long?
I think there are difficult and easy things with both, because you have to figure out how to fit a whole story plot into a shorter one and still have enough detail.
Yeah, I think short can be really, really hard.
Yeah.
Would you like to acknowledge anybody who might be listening?
My family, my sister, my mom and dad.
Great. Well, it's nice to see you. Maeve's been here before, and now we'll get a chance to meet Thomas. Hi.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm 15, and I go to Mount Lebanon High School.
And how long have you played?
I've been playing violin since, I think, around preschool.
That's a long time. Do you remember learning?
I remember a little bit. I remember a little bit. Not so much.
I'm always curious about how you overcome everything. Many things are hard at the beginning when you first do them. Do you remember finding it? It's still challenging as you learn, but at the beginning, kind of getting over that threshold of being able to really enjoy playing, or maybe you did enjoy it from the beginning.
I've definitely enjoyed violin since I started playing, but I've always had trouble like performing.
Sight reading, or just getting it exactly the way you want it to be?
Well, just playing in public in front of people I've always found really hard.
Oh, you seem so natural today, although it's just us today, but you seem very poised, and all of you seem just very relaxed and like you do this day in and day out. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone, Tom?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my dad's watching.
I hope so. Anybody else?
I don't know, maybe just my family.
Well, great. And it's good to have you here. Now, you're all members of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, Tripo.
Yeah.
And today it's the Youth Chamber Connection that's brought you together as the Fidelis Trio. And can you tell me what your next selection is?
Our next selection is a trio by Alexander Borodin.
Wonderful. We'll let you, you can just set the microphone down anywhere convenient. That's good. And once again, from Youth Chamber Connection, we have the Fidelis Trio. simply beautiful, and that arrangement really showcases their talent, doesn't it? Thomas, Maeve, and Nick, in addition to being the Fidelis Trio brought here today by Youth Chamber Connection, they are also all members of the group known as Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, and they have a concert coming up on Sunday, May 13th at 7 o'clock called Bridge to Bohemia, and it will be at Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. You can learn more at tripo.org for additional details on that, and we hope that you'll learn more about Youth Chamber Connection and their work, their fine work, simply at youthchamberconnection.org for additional details.